Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of announcements. Tomorrow, January 28th, is our conference call called Ask the Expert Panel. We'll be featuring a pediatric gastroenterologist, a master herbalist, and a social worker slash therapist who will talk about a variety of health issues and take questions from the participating audience. And then on February 4th and February 25th are the two classes I'll be holding on WHOLE, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition. And the people who participate in those classes will get slide presentations and supporting materials to follow along with the lecture. And we'll also record those calls so that participants can re-listen, or if you can't be on the live calls, you can listen. So to get information or sign up for those things, call our office at 614-841-7700. And so today I want to talk about for today's message, DEXA scans. And a new study adds to the body of evidence showing that testing for bone mineral density is useless. And doctors, and now thanks to the Affordable Care Act, the insurance companies, begin encouraging, I would call it more harassing, women and men to have DEXA scans in their 40s and then to be retested frequently. Medicare will reimburse for a screening every 2 years, and the average time between screenings is 2.2 years. This study shows that having a second scan within 4 years of the first one did not predict who is and who is not at risk for a hip or other osteoporotic fracture. And actually, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and all kinds of health authorities all over the world have said for years that the problem with DEXA scans is they don't tell you who is and is not at risk for a fracture. So the first scan doesn't tell you much, and now according to this test or this study, retesting doesn't tell you much either. This study included men and women from the Framingham Osteoporosis Study who were an average of 74.8 years old. They were followed for almost 10 years, and 14.1% of the participants did have a fracture, but the problem was that the test was not predictive of who would or would not have the fracture. Now, this information won't dissuade doctors from continuing to use the useless test. It seems that no matter how ineffective or harmful tests and treatments prove to be, there's just incredible resistance to change. In fact, according to Dr. Robert Recker, president of the Osteoporosis Foundation, he says the testing is necessary since patients taking osteoporosis drugs often do not gain mass and even lose mass. I mean, this is kind of a stunning admission. The tests are ineffective, but we have to keep doing them because the drugs are ineffective. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. So to summarize, what basically what the research shows right now is most health authorities have determined that DEXA scans are useless. This study shows that follow-up DEXA scans after the first useless scan are equally useless. The drugs used to treat the patients diagnosed with this unreliable test take drugs that are useless and harmful, and so we need to do the useless test to follow up to see which patients are not benefiting or even being harmed by the drugs. I mean, it defies logic that this stuff still goes on and that taxpayers spend billions of dollars on this stuff every year. And insurance companies are now forced to provide this stuff for free, big quotes around the free, because we know that medical care isn't free. And I'll just leave you with this quote. I heard P.J. O'Rourke, the author, say over the weekend that in a commentary about what's going on in healthcare, he said, if you think healthcare is expensive now, where do you see how expensive it's going to get when it's free? What an amazing comment. All right, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.